All right, here at the Commodity Classic, I'm speaking with Don Borgman, who is Director of Agriculture Industry Relations with John Deere. We just finished up a obviously very popular seminar here at the Commodity Classic on biofuels, on the future of biofuels, on using cellulose and starch, making ethanol. Don, you made some really good points here about, especially about what about the supply-demand situation and what's that going to look like here in the next, well, what are we going up to, 2015?
We were looking at 2015. Of course, the energy bill's out to 2022, but mostly what we're concerned about is making sure that we keep our eye on that demand ball. We in agriculture, we tend to always have enough supply, and we tend to be a little bit short on demand, so that's why we were talking about it today.
Well, what are some of the things that you outlined that you think need to be done on that demand side? Sure.
Well, there are two very critical issues, and they're relatively straightforward, although they're going to be tough to accomplish. We just have to go to work on them. One is making certain that we've got E85 pumps at the majority of refueling points in the country. We've got about 70,000 gas stations. We've only got about 1,500 of them right now with E85 pumps, and there's certainly work being done to try to expand that, but it's critical to have the distribution network in place to be able to get the ethanol out and utilize. The other one, and Detroit's cooperating very highly motivated and working very well on this. The big three in Detroit plan to, by the 2011 model year, which would be actually the 2010 calendar year production, 50% of the vehicles they'll be making will be flex fuel vehicles. If we get those two things done, get the flex fuel vehicles in the fleet as well as getting the pumps out there, we ought to be able to keep up fairly well with the supply, but quite honestly, even at that, the supply may overstretch the demand here in the near term.
Well, as a machinery maker, equipment manufacturer, what is John Deere's interest in the biofuels area?
Well, obviously, it's very important to our customer base and to our business. We also look at it from an energy security standpoint, certainly not yet at a point of energy independence, but trying to move away from such remarkable dependence on foreign oil. And then the last thing, obviously, is from an environmental standpoint, much more positive environmental impacts from the renewable energy standpoint. And those are our three main interest points.
Well, is there anything that that John Deere is doing equipment-wise to help with the production of biofuels?
Well, absolutely. We instituted a B2 fill for all of the products in North America with diesel engines. See B2 coming out of the factory, the very first thing that they see. We've made it very clear and continue to promote biodiesel. Our preferred fuel is not petroleum biodiesel. It's B5. We want to see everybody use at least a B5 blend in their equipment. We've recently introduced some additives that are specially designed for some of the different characteristics of biodiesel to make certain that the storage stability is in place and the flow characteristics remain the same. So quite a bit of work along those areas, and we are seeing a great customer response, and hopefully one of the things we talked about with ethanol we have with biodiesel too, and that's getting B5 pumps out there and all the truck stops so that we see the distribution infrastructure for it develop too.
Are there any particular needs for growers as far as equipment is concerned? We talked a little bit about the switchgrass issue, and how are you looking at harvesting these types of non-food crops, the energy crops?
Well, you know, you start with what you know, and today that involves we already bale a lot of hay and we chop a lot of biomass that's out there. So most of this stuff is starting with existing equipment and seeing how it performs, looking at the strong points and the weak points. But it's I think the way to really look at it is it's an iterative process where we we'll go out with what we've got. We see what it does. If we don't like what it does, we change it to do something differently, and it just progresses along. It's a matter of invention.
All right. Thank you very much, Don.